Hello, welcome to YouthCast. So glad you found us. If getting a driver's license is a rite of passage, it's one that I have skipped. My grandmother constantly reassures me. She says she got her license when she was 30, so no big deal that you're still bound to your bike and the bus and you're 24 and your friends have to come pick you up. No big deal. So sometimes I feel like a loser, but I know that one day I will be free to hit the open road and live it up like Thelma and Louise. Wait, something bad happens in that movie. Okay. Max Youngrice got a few stories from young people about the harrowing journey that is getting your driver's license. And he's right, it's harrowing. I didn't want to do it when I was 16. And this is also from the Alaska Teen Media Institute, where some people grow up country. So there's a story about driving a truck at the age of 8. Sweet. This is The Power of Plastic by Max Youngrice of the Alaska Teen Media Institute.
There are many important moments in a person's life. Promotions, marriage, childbirth. But by far the most important of these moments is when you first hold your driver's license in your hands. You have gained ultimate freedom. I recently started driving, and indeed, it is similar to, if not better than, giving birth to a child. You've brought something new and wonderful into the world.
I felt so amazing.
It was wonderful. It's like another thing to growing up.
You get a first speeding ticket.
Yeah. No, but like the moment that you got your driver's license.
I got a first speeding ticket.
The grueling process of obtaining a license begins with a trip to the DMV, a place of darkness and suffering.
First time I went in there was truly horrifying. I was maybe 14 years old, and the tall counters, the menacing DMV people, it's a scary place. It's not a happy place. And I think the people who work there know that. I think they do their hardest. They work their hardest to make sure that it is the most uncomfortable experience.
Once you have your learner's permit, you may drive for the first time, like a school of tuna bursting out of a fishing net.
If you grew up on the farm, you were driving tractors and things at 10, 8, 10, 12 years old.
The first time I drove, I was just going up and down our street. It was a little scary. I was going about 20 miles an hour, which was pretty fast back in those days. Pretty fast.
But you must be careful in your ventures. The road is a place of danger and mystery.
You shouldn't ride with your friends because friends make other friends do stupid stuff.
Definitely do not dance with my hands in the air to the radio.
Once you have made it through this 6-month waiting period, you may once again descend into the bowels of the DMV. Be prepared to fill out forms, wait in line, and slay orcs. Then at last, you will take the test.
I've taken the test several times before.
YouthCast is a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth.
And now you have a driver's license.
Check it out at GenerationPRX.org.
And scream out victory songs over the rooftops. This is the greatest moment of your life. Or so I'm told. I only have a learner's permit.
Drive safely, don't text, and enjoy.
For the Alaska Teen Media Institute, this is Max Youngrice.
That was The Power of Plastic by Max Youngrice of the Alaska Teen Media Institute. And you just heard it on YouthCast. And YouthCast has our own website. You can probably guess it, youthcast.org. And get socially media'd on Facebook and Twitter too. Facebook.com/youthcast and Twitter.com/PRXYouthcast. Questions, comments, concerns? Email me, mollyadams@PRX.org. You've just heard YouthCast. It's where radio makes you wish you were young again.
I do not talk, I am just a rapper. Again, I'm the capper, rapper slash not actor, cause I could never act the part of being fakey. You should really thank me.